They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
The American economy created 244,000 jobs in April.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. Happy Friday. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thousands of Americans went back to work in April as private companies added a slew of jobs to the economy. A good sign going forward indeed. But the nation's unemployment rate was up slightly for the month, back to 9%. Why is one number really good, yet the jobless rate keeps going or has gone up this month? Jill Schlesinger is editor-at-large at CBS Money Watch, and she's with us live from New York. Morning, Jill.
Good morning.
Nearly, all right, 250,000 jobs created this past month. Is it as good as it sounds?
It sure is. I mean, 244,000 is great. We had revisions upward for the previous 2 months, so now we've got about 190,000 jobs on average per month in this year. That's great. I also want to note the private sector added 268,000 jobs. That's the biggest job creation number since 2006 in the private sector.
But the unemployment rate, Jill, why did the unemployment rate jump, what, 0.2%?
This is vexing, but here's the deal. When you have a lot of people who are looking for jobs, that's when they're counted in the unemployment rate. So when people just stop looking, they come out of the number.
Uh-huh.
As more people go back into the labor force seeking employment, now they're counted again. So in a weird way, it's sort of a good sign because people are feeling better.
Good news that more Americans are feeling inspired to look for work.
Absolutely. And look, this is what we need. We know that confidence is very important in this economy. This is a good report. Take it for what it is. Combined with oil prices falling, this could be the best Friday we've had in a long time.
Well, we shall see. Jill Schlesinger from CBS Money Watch joining us live from New York. Jill, thank you.
Great to be with you.
Have a great weekend, too. The future is a little murkier for the nation's Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That's the new agency set up as a part of Wall Street reform. But we're learning today Republicans are trying to restructure the agency even before it's built. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
44 of the 47 Republicans in the Senate signed the letter. 60 votes are needed to end a filibuster and start a vote on a nominee. So the Republicans have guaranteed there won't be a vote. They want major changes first. They say the head of the Bureau would be too powerful, and they want to make the Bureau submit its budget to Congress for approval. Right now, the budget comes from the Federal Reserve. American University political science professor James Thurber says the president can make a temporary recess appointment, but that would leave the Bureau in a weak position.
Weakens the agency because the person does not have the authority of a permanent appointment and the authority of the Senate behind that.
There are already three bills pending in the House that would take away some of the Bureau's authority. One would make it easier for the Bureau's rules to be overturned. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Markets overseas are cheered by the employment report news. Global markets have been all over the place today, but European shares are now higher. They were mixed earlier, but shares in Germany and France are each up about 1.5% now on the news because of with the U.S. employment report. Asian shares lost a little ground today. Domino's Pizza said costs for meats and cheeses didn't go up as much as expected, and sales were up more than 8% with help from its new pizza recipe. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow gave back some points, 139 of them actually, to close at 12,584.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. By Mass Mutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com.
We told you about the jobs created last month in the economy. A lot of those jobs are in the medical and healthcare field, including the position of nursing informaticist. From the Marketplace Health Desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Gregory Warner reports, even though most of us don't know what exactly that entails, the job is in pretty high demand.
Don't tell her boss, but Diane Humbrecht gets a lot of recruitment calls.
Several every week.
Trying to pull you away from this hospital?
That's right. But I love it here, so.
Here is Abington Memorial Hospital, where Diane is director of nursing informatics. She helps clinicians talk to the IT staff and vice versa.
So we help translate. I always think of us as a translator.
Between nurse speak and geek speak. For example, when the quick stroke of a pen is replaced by a series of mouse clicks to type in the same information over and over on multiple screens, nurses complain to IT.
And IT will be like, well, why? But if it comes through us, we can explain it in a different way, in their language.
And get IT to make the system easier before nurses revolt. And revolt they have, not at Abington, but at other hospitals.
There are a lot of nurses who did not grow up with computers.
Joanne Spetz is an economics professor at the School of Nursing at the University of California, San Francisco. She says that hospitals are spending billions of dollars to go electronic before a federal deadline of 2015.
You know, when these systems work, they can be great for patient care. But when they don't work, either because there's a flaw in the system or because there's a problem with the implementation and the buy-in, it can basically be wasted money. And even worse, we've seen cases of patients getting harmed.
So hospitals are desperate to hire informaticists or technology therapists like Diane.
You gotta go and sit with the staff, tell them it's okay, show them, look, you can do this, and then they're just thrilled.
Nursing informaticists earn an average $99,000 a year, up from $70,000 in 2004. For Diane, there's a greater mission to getting nurses to go electronic.
Because as nurses, we really haven't been able to tell the world, really, what we do. It's all anecdotal. But now I actually have documentation and data to quantify what a nurse does every hour of the day.
So hospitals can learn from the best nurses. And as a nurse herself, Diane is happy to help her profession. As a techie, she knows that nothing's real until it's digitized. In Abington, Pennsylvania, I'm Gregory Warner for Marketplace.
And finally, here's your chance to own a piece of Hollywood history. The house from the movie Home Alone is for sale. The family that's selling the Northside Chicago home has lived there for more than 20 years, including during the six-month shoot while Macaulay Culkin ran off bungling burglars in the rest of the house. The asking price? $2.4 million. Makeshift burglar repellent system sold separately. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles on Twitter at Radio Chio and online at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
The makers of Lay's potato chips have invented a new kind of salt. It's reportedly healthier and tastes the same as table salt. Why fix what nature already gave us?
That's what the consumers are increasingly asking for. One, I want healthier products. Two, I don't want to compromise on the taste.
I'm Tess Vigeland, having your chips and eating them too, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.